A successful campaign in Lapland. In the vast territory that stretches across Finland, Norway and Sweden live the Sami, an indigenous people with their own culture, traditions and languages. Jehovah's Witnesses recently carried out two initiatives to share the Bible's message with the Sami. First, in the autumn of 2015, the Witnesses started to produce Bible literature and videos in the Sami language. The footnote reads, "There are a number of Sami languages. The largest language, North Sami, notes the Encyclopedia Britannica, is spoken by about two-thirds of all Sami. Jehovah's Witnesses translate their publications into North Sami. For simplicity, this article uses the word Sami to refer to the language spoken by the majority." End of footnote. Second, during two special campaigns in 2016 and 2017, Jehovah's Witnesses traveled to Lapland, a remote region where herds of reindeer roam, to share the translated information with the Sami. Valuable work for the community. During the special campaign in May 2017, more than 200 witnesses in Finland, Norway and Sweden volunteered to go to numerous small villages scattered across thousands of square kilometers in Lapland. Some witnesses prepared by learning Sami phrases, which impressed the Sami people. Locals welcomed our modest efforts to speak their language and sensed our genuine interest, relates Dennis, who volunteered in Karigasniemi. Because they cherished nature and wildlife, the Sami especially appreciated the Bible's promise about a paradise on earth. For example, when a Sami woman started to study the Bible using the brochure Good News from God and learned what God will do for humankind, she wondered aloud why her minister had never told her about an earthly paradise. Many expressed their gratitude for the witnesses' visits. A shopkeeper commended two witnesses he had observed. He told them that they were doing an important and valuable work for the community and invited them to come to his store and take whatever food they needed. The shopkeeper then insisted on covering the cost. During the campaign, the Sami viewed about 180 videos and accepted more than 500 publications. Often, they asked for every publication that was available in their language. In addition, 14 Sami began studying the Bible with Jehovah's Witnesses. The work of professionals. Several Sami who read the publications of Jehovah's Witnesses appreciated the high quality of translation. "Your publications are translated incredibly well," said Nila Tapiola, a schoolteacher and a member of the executive board of the Sami Parliament. He explained that the publications are easy to read and have good linguistic form. A Sami man who lives at the northernmost point of Finland concluded, "They are clearly the work of professionals." In Karigasniemi, on the border between Finland and Norway, the witnesses discussed with the Sami teacher the first lesson of the brochure Good News from God. Impressed by the quality of the translation, the teacher asked the witnesses for permission to use the brochure at school to teach the Sami language. Several videos and tracts, as well as one brochure, have been translated into Sami. The JW.org website has appeared in Sami since February 29, 2016. Each month, Sami speakers visit the website over 400 times and download about 350 digital, audio and video files. Both the Sami and those who volunteer to visit them feel enriched by the campaign. Locals could see that the Bible benefits the Sami community in many practical ways, observe Henrik and Hilja Maria, who traveled to Utsjoki. Lauri and Inga, who were also in Utsjoki, added, "This campaign reminded us of God's impartiality. We are happy to reflect His love toward the inhabitants of these remote places.